What's up, y'all? It is Mike. Welcome to another episode of The Walking Dead Recap Show. Don't forget, you can listen to more of these episodes, plus Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show on anywhere you listen to podcasts. Just do a little search and boom, you probably will find me. So let's talk about The Walking Dead. I'm finally catching up to the last six seasons, and of course, just recently, season 11 just started, so I'm finally catching up. Every morning when the boys go to school, I get my coffee and I watch an episode of The Walking Dead. Soon, I will be totally caught up. So, what I want to recap, I got my notes right here, as you can see right there. I'm going to be recapping the last two episodes I just watched. The Walking Dead, Home Sweet Home, Season 10, Episode 17. Watched that yesterday, so I'm finally sitting down and giving me my thoughts, letting my feelings out about this episode. First off, I just got to say, it was good to be back in the saddle of watching The Walking Dead. I've been just seeing the episodes on my DVR, and it felt good to get the gang back together and sit down and enjoy some zombie killing. Let's see, this first episode, first 3 minutes, Maggie running into Negan. I thought that was just great. I mean, seeing Maggie walk with Rick and Michonne's little daughter, kick ass, and then all of a sudden the wagon pulls away and there's Negan. I was like, awkward. But you could tell Maggie definitely wanted to cause some serious damage right there, but she couldn't. And obviously, you can definitely see that Negan feels really, really bad about Glenn and the whole thing. Will Maggie get past it? I don't know. I think she will for a little Herschel. That's what I think. Let's see here. Carol tells Maggie it was all her that let out Negan for the reason. At first, I thought Carol was going to turn Maggie on Negan, saying that he was out there with the Whisperers when they attacked Hilltop. But to come to find out that she said, because of Negan, we were able to keep everything. We didn't lose everything. Negan's the one that took out Alpha. That was cool. I'm very surprised Maggie said, thanks for telling me. So I'm glad Carol told her, and hopefully Maggie can use that to kind of see the bigger picture. You know, Negan is a type of person that could help, I think, take care of Herschel in a sense where if things got a little hairy, I think Negan would definitely step up, just like he takes care of Rick's daughter, just like he liked Carl. I don't know. I see bigger stuff with Negan and Maggie, I'm hoping. Let's see here. We get introduced to the Reapers. I don't know who these people are, but apparently there's a sniper going around shooting everybody in the forest in that one episode. And I guess he was part of the Reaper. He didn't say anything because he blew himself with a freaking grenade. But the dude's a sniper. So these guys, I don't know. I'm curious to see what these Reapers are. Are they going to be crazier and more dangerous than the Whisperers? I guess only time will tell. Let's see here. And the group finally arrives at Alexandria. It's not too messed up, but it is messed up. As you can see, everybody's kind of putting back the little town, their little little spot, a little piece of heaven. And who's there helping fix? Negan. And Maggie doesn't even make eye contact. She's just like focused. She's like, I got baby Herschel here. We're going to make a new life. So I'm curious to see how that's going to go. I'm wondering if we will get an episode that will, that these two will finally talk it out and either fight or, I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen. I did see one of the last episodes of season 10. There's a photo of Maggie and it says like, I'm here. I don't know. Something about Negan. And the episode's about Negan, the last episode of season 10. So I'm curious to see. I'm going to keep watching because I want to see what's going to happen. So that's it for my feelings. I really thought this was a really good episode. I really enjoyed it. It was good to see Maggie coming back and the dude with the weapons and the mask and to find out that, you know, he's not some kind of superhero, that he was having issues. And is that even in that episode? I think so. I don't know. I can't remember because now I'm crossing. No, it wasn't. Yeah. It was this episode where he's not a superhuman. He's a human because he starts freaking out during that episode with the whole, that scene with the Reaper and the sniper and all that other stuff. So I don't know. I'm just babbling and my coffee's kicking in right now, but kudos. Good episode. Just to give y'all heads up, if you search The Walking Dead Recap Show, Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show, you can find that anywhere you watch podcasts or listen to podcasts. iWatchMike.com, my blog. I'm kind of taking a hiatus. I kind of dissolved everything and I'm starting fresh whenever I kind of reboot my life a little bit with work and this COVID crap and my boys and school and everything else. So I'm taking a break from all the blogging and everything else, but I still have my Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, and I still have, of course, Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy as well. I'll slowly get back into it, but if you want to check out any of this stuff, yeah, you're just going to have to search that and find it. The Walking Dead Recap Show and Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show. I also did the Walking Dead World Beyond first season as well. It's going to be found on the Walking Dead channel as well. So just search the Walking Dead Recap Show, Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show. And I'm catching up. I'm catching up with The Walking Dead, and I'm catching up with Fear of the Walking Dead. So bear with me. So everybody have a great Labor Day weekend, and I will talk to you soon. Peace.